I'd like to ask you tonight, if you will, to please turn in your Bibles to the book of Matthew. I'd like to read from Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. The Word of God describes here what we call the Mount of Transfiguration. This is where Jesus went up on a mountain with Peter and James and John. And on top of that mountain, or as they were on the mountain, Jesus was changed or transfigured before them, and they saw him not just as a man, but they saw him as the only begotten Son of God. He shined brightly, very similar to the vision that John had in the book of Revelation, chapter 1. Look now at your Bibles, please, at Matthew chapter 17. I want to read the first 8 verses, Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. The Word of God says, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only." I want us to think about that last expression, that after they arose from the ground, the Word of God says that they saw no man save Jesus only. And I wonder how many times in our lives that we experience that, of seeing no one but Jesus only. Now, when they arose, and I think that this is true in many people's lives, I think that the only man they see is themselves. Don't you think that's true? Don't you think that there are, I would say that the vast majority of people in the world today, that the number one person that they're concerned about is themselves. And they don't see anyone but themselves. They don't see any needs. They don't see any desire. They don't have any desire to help anyone but themselves. I think there are others that the only one that they see is Moses, that is, the lawgiver. I believe there are many church-going people that the only one they see is Moses, and they're trying to keep the laws of God and be good enough by keeping the laws of God. They're trying to keep the laws of God and be good enough to go to heaven one day because they're following in the footsteps and in the words of and the teachings of Moses. I believe there are other people that the only one they see is a prophet like Elias or Elijah. I find many people as I go about my activities that all they want to hear about is prophecy. They want to know about what great things are going to happen in the future. And there are people that can set up a tent and they can begin to talk about that they're going to prophesy what's going to happen in the future, and they're going to talk about the book of Revelation, and they're going to talk about the end of the time world, and that will draw great crowds because there are many people that are interested in a prophet like Elias. But I wonder how many real Christians there are that see no man except Jesus only. That is, they know that their only hope of eternal salvation is in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I hope that all of us tonight, though we have many friends and family and other people that we love, I hope that the one that would have the supreme position in our heart and in our minds and in our soul, I pray that we might only have Jesus in that position of high authority. We back up to Matthew chapter 16 just a moment, and we see that the Word of God here tells us about Jesus asking His disciples, "Who do you think that I am? Who do you say that I am?" Come down to Matthew chapter 16, beginning in verse 16. And Simon Peter, after Jesus has said to them, "But whom say ye that I am?" in verse 15. Then in Matthew 16, verse 16, and Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, there is only one Christ. There are many people who claim to be Christ. There were many people in the days of Jesus, and after His crucifixion, there were many people who claimed to be Jesus Christ. But there is only one Christ, and that is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to pray, God help us to see that the only Christ that there is, the only Messiah, is Jesus Christ. And we need to pray that God will help us to see no man save Jesus only as the Christ. And so Peter said, "Thou art the Christ," and then he says, "the Son of the living God." Now I think that we all know and understand that because of adoption, that we are children of God. But I want you to know there's something different about Jesus, and Jesus is called the only begotten Son of God. He is a Son of God in a way that is different than any one of us is a Son of God. And so when you think about the only begotten Son of God, you need to always remember there's no man save Jesus only. He is the only begotten Son of God. So when Peter said, "Thou art the Christ," did he see no man save Jesus only right there? Is he saying Jesus is the only Christ there is? Indeed he is. And then he says, "And thou art the Son of the living God." Did Peter know this is the only begotten Son of God? He saw only Jesus as the only begotten Son of God. Now listen to Jesus' response to what Peter said in verse 17. Matthew 16, verse 17. "And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, when you think about the church, and you think about who builds the church, and you think about who the church belongs to, and you think about the foundation of the church, did you know that we ought to see no man save Jesus only? I believe there are many people today that when they think about the church, they think it's their church. The Word of God never talks about people ever saying it was their church. This is not our church. This is the church of Jesus Christ. And we need to see no man save Jesus only as the head of the church. The preacher is not the head of the church. The deacons are not the head of the church. In fact, the congregation is not the head of the church. Jesus is the only head of the church. It's His church. The Word of God says that He purchased His church with His own blood. Nobody else has ever purchased, not one person. Jesus is the one who purchased us with His own blood. He bought the church. He built the church. Sometimes we hear men say, "Oh, I built this church," or "I built that church." I want you to know that they're seeing something wrong. They're not seeing clearly when they think they have built the church. Jesus is the only one who has built the church. And did you know that Jesus is the only one who ever adds to His church? God, this is His church, and God has not given us the responsibility of adding people to the church or trying to corral people and get people into the church. The Lord will add to the church daily such as should be saved. And the Lord alone does that work. Now, you can add people to the church roll, and we can do all other kinds of things thinking that we're building the church. But I'm telling you, the true church of Jesus Christ, the only one who adds to that is Jesus. And we need to see no man except Jesus as the head and the foundation. The Word of God says, the Apostle Paul said, other foundation can no man lay except Jesus Christ. He's the foundation of the church. He's the only foundation. He's the only head of the church. He's the only one that purchased the church. And He's the only one that built the church. So we need to always remember, when it comes to the church, we need to see no man save Jesus only. Go with me to Matthew chapter 23 as we're thinking about seeing no one except Jesus only. Sometimes we, and the Word of God does talk about men as being a master. Doesn't the Word of God speak about serving masters? But listen, brethren, there is one master that's above all other masters. And Jesus makes it plain that we're not to ever look at a man as being the master. We're to look at Jesus Christ as being the only true and the supreme master. Look at Matthew chapter 23. Matthew 23, beginning in verse 8. Matthew 23, beginning in verse 8, the Word of God says, but he, this is Jesus speaking now, but be not ye called rabbi. Are there people that call other men rabbi? Are there other people that call other men father? Let me tell you something, brethren. You should never call me father. I'm not Father Mullis. I'm not Rabbi Mullis. I'm not Master Mullis. I'm just a man. But Jesus is our Father. Jesus is our Master. Jesus is our Lord. And we need to all pray that God will help us to never see any man as Master, and no man as Lord, and no man as Rabbi, and no man as spiritual father, in the sense this is talking about, no one but Jesus. Listen to Matthew chapter 23, verse 8. Now he says, but be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. And all ye are brethren. You know what all of us are? We're all brethren. Jesus is the master. We're all brethren. Verse 9 says, And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called master, for one is your master, even Christ. So when we think about the expression that we looked at, started with in Matthew chapter 17, that Peter, James, and John, they saw no man save Jesus only. We need to pray that God will help us to see what Peter did, as we looked at in Matthew 16. And we need to think about that there is no master except Jesus Christ. Listen, brethren, the government better not ever become your master. You better not ever let the government tell you what you can do and what you can't do. Anytime the government sets a standard of what's right and wrong and what you must do, if it is contradicting what your one master says, you should never obey the government or any other man. Never obey anyone that is telling you to do something contrary to the Word of God. Look at Hebrews chapter 1 now. We're trying to look at seeing no man except Jesus only. Do you see the supreme position that Jesus is in? In Hebrews, look in your Bibles at Hebrews chapter 1. The Word of God here, you know, mainly what we've been talking about so far is that Jesus is above all other men on the earth. But Jesus is not only above all other men on the earth, Jesus is above all of the angels. Isn't that amazing? He is above all the angels. Look at Hebrews now, Hebrews chapter 1. In Hebrews chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, the Word of God says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things. Who is the one, the only one, who has been appointed heir of all things? Jesus Christ. No one except Jesus has been appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Who made the worlds? Jesus made the worlds. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the one who spoke this world into existence. Jesus was back there in the creation, and you need to pray that God will help you to see not Jesus and evolution, not Jesus and some monkey, but understand that it's just Jesus alone. No man but Jesus created this earth. Verse 3 says, "...who being in the brightness of His glory, and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins." Do you hear the wording there? When He had Jesus, when He had... Look at those two words there. When He had by Himself purged our sins. Do you hear that? Who is it that purged us from our sins? It was Jesus only. And you need to pray that God will help you to see and know and understand that the only one who has had anything to do with your eternal salvation is Jesus Christ. You know how many people I've ever saved from eternal hell to eternal heaven? Not one. Are there many people who talk about their... We have a lot of people who are trying to save people from eternal hell to eternal heaven in our community. Listen, brethren, the only one who has ever saved anybody from eternal hell to eternal heaven is Jesus Christ. And it wasn't Jesus and the preacher, it wasn't Jesus and your mom and daddy, it was Jesus only. Now that makes my heart happy, really, to know that it's Jesus only. And the Word of God says here that it was Jesus by Himself purged our sins. So you need to see Jesus only as your Savior. Come down to verse 4. Verse 4 says, being made so much better than the angels. Who was made so much better than the angels? Jesus was. Thank you, Sister Greta. Sister Greta's back there helping me out. She's pointing up to Jesus. He was made Jesus, and Jesus only was made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. What is the name? What is the one name that's above every name? What name is it? Jesus. That's right, Sister Dorothy. It's Jesus. It's not your name. It's not some other person's name. The greatest name of all is Jesus. Verse 5 says, "For unto which of the angels said He at any time, Thou art My Son?" Did He ever say that to any of the angels? Not a one. But He did say it about Jesus, didn't He? In fact, it was on that Mount of Transfiguration was one of the times that when Peter, James, and John, when those three men, as smart as they were and as spiritual as they were, they still lacked understanding, and they still saw Moses and Elijah on the same plane as Jesus. Do you see that? And they said, "Let's build three altars, one for Moses, one for Jesus, and one for Elijah." That was wrong. Not three altars there, one altar. And so God the Father spoke from heaven and said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And that's when they fell to the ground. And when they got up, they saw no man save Jesus only. He never called one of the angels His only begotten Son, just Jesus. "This is My Son. Thou art My Son. This day have I begotten Thee." And again, this is the rest of verse 5, Hebrews 1, verse 5. "And again, I will be to Him a Father, and He shall be unto Me, He shall be to Me a Son. And again, when He bringeth in the first begotten into the world, He saith, And let all the angels of God worship Him." Let all the angels of God worship who? Worship Jesus. Jesus only. The angels have never worshipped You. Did you know that? And the angels will never worship You, but the angels worship Jesus Christ. Jesus only. Now the rest of verse 7 says, And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Who is the only one who has this kingdom that we call the kingdom of heaven? Who does the kingdom of heaven belong to? It belongs to Jesus Christ. It's His kingdom. Who is the king of this kingdom? It's Jesus Christ and Him only. Let me just ask you a couple of more questions. I'm not going to turn to any other scriptures, but I want to ask you, who is the only mediator between God and man? Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Brethren, it does my heart. Now listen, sometimes when I get in trouble, sometimes when I have problems, I do call some of you and ask you to pray for me. I think we ought to ask one another to pray for us. The Word of God teaches us to pray one for another. But I want you to know that when you go to God in prayer, you don't go through another man. The only one you go to the Father through is Jesus Christ. Not the preacher, not ever. You cannot go to the Father through me. Jesus is the only mediator. 1 Timothy chapter 2, and I believe verse 15 says, or verse 5, that the only mediator between God and man is who? Jesus Christ. He's the only mediator. Let me just mention one other thing in closing. In Philippians chapter 1 or 2, let me just mention this, and I'm going to just close right here. The Word of God says, wherefore God, this is Philippians 2 verses 9 through 11, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. Now the Word of God in the previous verses has said, Jesus humbled himself. Jesus, though he was in the portals of heaven, Jesus came down into this world. He humbled himself. He made himself of no reputation and became obedient even to the death of the cross. Jesus humbled himself. Wherefore, verse 9 says now, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. Who has the Father highly exalted? Jesus, and Jesus only. Wherefore the Father hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, I'm just going to tell you, there's only one Lord, and that's Jesus Christ. There's only one Savior, and that's Jesus Christ. There's only one Mediator, and that's Jesus Christ. We need to pray, God, help me to serve the one Lord. Do you ever serve other gods? Do you ever serve other gods that are no gods? Some are saying, no, I don't. Well, let me tell you. I doubt there's anybody here that doesn't ever serve another God. I doubt there's anybody here that never serves another Lord. But we need to pray, God, help me that I would see no man save Jesus only. Help me that I would see Him as my Lord, my Master, my King, my Savior, my Mediator. Jesus is my all in all.